Gentlemen, welcome to Grandma's Other Room. We're called Flavor. We're going to be entertainment tonight until about 1:30, so I hope you can stick around. This first set's going to consist of mostly just nice, mellow music, so you can get used to us and we can get used to you. And we're going to start out right now with our keyboard player. His name is Mike, doing a song called Stormy. Yes, I think I'm going out of my head over you, I see you each morning, but you just walk past me, you don't even know that I exist, and I think I'm going out of my head. Yes, I think I'm going out of my head over you, over you. I want you to want me. I need you so badly, I can't think of anything but you. To keep us apart. I think I'm going out of my head over you. Over you. I see you each morning, but you just walk past me. You don't even know that I exist. Should keep us apart. And I think I'm going out of my head. Yes, I think I'm going out of my head. Over you. Over you. I want you to want me. I need you so badly. I can't think of anything but you. Going out of my head over you, out of my head over you, out of my head, day and night, night and day and night, wrong or right, night and day and night, wrong or right, night and day and night, and I think I'm going out of my head.
Thank you very much. Thank you. For the people who've just been coming in, welcome to Grandma's. This is our somewhat of a, I guess you could consider it a dinner set. So as soon as you finish your dinners, we'll bring the table up. But they don't serve dinners over here, do they? They have beer nuts here. And gum, the poor beers. We're going to feature our bass player for you right now. Introduce you to him. His name is Tony. He was sung out by the Beatles. The song is called Something.
Something in the way she moves attracts me like no other lovers. Something in the way she woos me. Somewhere in a smile, she knows, and all I have to do is think of her. Something in a style that shows me I don't want to leave it. Though I believe it. Thank you.
attracts me like no other lover. Something in the way she moves me, I don't want to leave her now. That was Tony. Thank you. Go back to the back line right now. Hi, John. To Mike back here. It's a drummer. This song is in the country western field. It's called Lodi.
Just about a year ago, I set out on the road, seeking my baby fortune, looking for a pot of gold. Things got bad and things got worse, I guess you'd know the tune. Oh Lord, stuck in love like a game. I came in on a greyhound, I'll be walking out if I go. Must have been 7 months or more. I ran out of time and money. Looks like they could find friends. Oh Lord, stuck in love's act of game.
Donnie.
The man from Playgirl magazine, he said I was on my way. Somewhere I lost connection, I ran out of girls to play. I came into town on a 2 week dance, looks like my plans fell through. Oh Lord, stuck in love, die again. Now if I only had a dollar for every song I sung, every time I've had to play while people sat there drunk. You know I would catch the next train back to where I live.
Oh Lord, stuck in love that again. Oh Lord, stuck in buildings again.
Thank you. Good old Billings, Montana.
We just love it.
We love it. Yes, sir. This is the end of our third week here. In fact, Sunday night's our last night here in Billings. We've enjoyed our stay. We're from Southern California. We've been kind of doing the circuit. Ventura County. That's, well, Ojai. Wasn't Ojai, but that's still close enough.
Close enough for rock and roll.
It's only this far on the map.
It is.
It's a very big map.
Depends on the size of your map, though.
We'd like to thank all of Billings for coming out tonight.
Really, this is really nice.
That all of you could come out.
Salute. Remember on Yeehaw. Everybody stands up out of the corn top.
Salute. You guys are late.
Yeehaw.
You bringing up for your mother?
Population 36.
How big is Billings? 80,000? This is the biggest town. This is the most population in all the towns in Montana, though, huh? It's only 80,000.
That's the population of Montana.
Oh. No. No, that's not bad. The population of Montana is
you
about the same
that.
Size as the population of the
I got
city
your
you come
number.
From.
I think it's
252-6. Do you have her number?
No.
Do you have her number? Does
no,
he know you have her number?
She doesn't
know. She doesn't know. We're going to, since Donnie is enjoying talking so much, we're going to feature Donnie. It,
I'm gonna talk this next song.
No. The song's out by a group called Three Dog Night.
No, it was originally
Okay, it was originally by Youngbloods. Three Dog Night recorded it later. Is that better? It's called Sunlight. It wasn't a very big song.
Have you seen the sunlight pouring through a pane? Draws a warm up on you in a summer's end. Lying in a field of brown, laughing, rolling on the ground, smiling as she pulls you down. That's the way she feels about you. That's the way she feels about you. If your dreams can wake you screaming in the night, she can touch your face and take away your pride. Like a tree in the meadow wind, she will gently take you in. Makes no difference where you've been. That's the way she feels about you. That's the way she feels about you. If you wake up screaming, she will smile and ask you with her eyes to stay in. Like the sunshine warms the sand, she will touch you with her hand. Touch makes you understand. That's the way she feels about you. That's the way she feels about you.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
We're going to do an old standard for you right now. It's out by a guy named Errol Garner. It's called Misty. Look at me, I'm as helpless as a kitten up a tree, and I feel like I'm clinging to a cloud. I can't understand. I get misty just holding your hand. Walk my way, and a thousand violins begin to play. Or is it the sound of your hello? The music I hear, I get misty the moment you're near. You can say that you're leading me on, but it's just what I want you to do. Can't you see how hopelessly I'm lost? That's why I'm following you.
must I wander through this wonderland alone, never knowing my right foot from my left, my hat from my glove. I get misty and too much in love. I get misty and too much in love. I get misty and too much in love.
Thank you very much. Thank you. How about a big hand for our first dancers tonight? Definitely, definitely get them going. No, I realize there hasn't been very many dancers yet. And I thought I'd like to explain that maybe the reason is because you don't know the rules. There are certain house rules, and I wish I would have told you before you got out there, but I noticed you didn't break any. It was okay. You're allowed to bear hug when you slow dance. That's fine. Even with your... Is this your father? Is that your boyfriend? Is that your boyfriend? That's your boyfriend. All right. You're allowed to bear hug, but they said no hickeys on the dance floor. They said no giving hickeys on the dance floor. And they also said you can dance cheek to cheek, or you can turn around and face each other. It doesn't make any difference. So those are the only rules you have to follow. So now you can get up there and dance if you want to. We're going to bring up the tempo with a little bit of Jim Croce. It's called Bad Bad Leroy Brown.
It's the baddest part of town. And if you go down there, you better just beware of a man named Leroy Brown. Leroy wanted trouble, cause he stood about 6'4". And all those downtown ladies called him cheating up love. All the men just called him sir, cause he was bad,
bad, bad,
bad
Leroy Brown. The baddest man in the whole damn town.
He's a gambler, and he likes his fancy clothes, and he likes to wave his diamond rings under everybody's nose. He got a custom Continental, got an Eldorado too, got a 32 gun in his pocket for fun. He got a razor up his shoe. He was bad,
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 bad Leroy Brown, the baddest man in the whole damn town.
Well, Friday, about a week ago, Leroy was shooting dice, and at the edge of the bar sat a girl named Dolphus. Ooh, she sure looked nice. He cast his eyes upon her, trouble soon began. Leroy Brown learned his lesson about messing with the wife of a jealous man. He was bad,
bad, bad Leroy Brown, the baddest man in the whole damn town.
Well, the two men got to fighting when they pulled them from the floor. Leroy looked like a cheesaw puzzle with a couple of pieces done. He was bad,
Leroy Brown, the baddest man in the whole damn town. Bad at all King Kong, me there check your dog.
He was
bad, Leroy Brown, the baddest man in the whole damn town. Bad at all King Kong, me there check your dog.
Yes, he was a bad at all King Kong. Thank you.
Bad Leroy Brown. I can tell you like that song, Tony. It's one of your favorites? Tell the people it's one of your favorite songs, Tony. Go on, tell the people it's one of your favorites. Go on.
It's one of my favorites.
Don't make them believe it. Come on. Really?
I've noticed seen it. All those frowns out?
It's really early. Is it, everybody just not awake yet? Is that what's wrong? Everybody's frowning.
They haven't scored.
Look at this. Look at this. She hasn't smiled once since she got here. She hasn't smiled once. Get her another beer. Go on. She'll smile.
She hasn't even looked at us.
I know. Look. Are you shy? Are you really?
She looked at us.
Listen, we've got a remedy for frowns. We really do. This table right here, just been frowning. She's got her hand like that. It's just not with it tonight, that's all. The remedy is, everybody put your pointing finger up in the air. Seriously, this really works. It really works.
Trust me.
Everybody put your pointing finger up in the air. Come on, everybody. Come on, guys, get it up. No, sir, your pointing finger. The wrong one there. The one next to your thumb. There you go. I didn't know you well enough anyhow. Come on, everybody get it up. Come on. Come on, you can go over here too. It's okay. Okay, now stick it in the belly button next to you.
Hey, buddy, that's not her belly button.
It wasn't his finger either, sir.
Oh, my God. Guy can't do that. It's a family
bouncer,
restaurant.
Where are you, bouncer?
Yeah.
That was the bouncer. Hi, pal.
Time makes his extra money, I guess. Are you smiling yet out there? Almost? We're almost down your level, huh? Okay.
Is there a difference between smiling and grinning?
Boy, look at all those grins.
Yeah, there is a difference, but I'm not allowed to say it on the microphone.
Well, you take the blonde, and I'll take the one on the tie, then.
Any requests from this table, since you're so close? What? What would you like?
I love my cigar.
You like the Western songs? Which one? We only play two. A slow one? You like that one, huh? Okay, we'll try to do it straight this time. Don't do it straight? Oh, you don't know what you're asking for.